What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by the Club app, the number one streaming app for DJs and partygoers. Today, we have my sister, DJ Goddess Strut. Super excited to have you on the call. Can you please introduce yourself to the people, who you are and where you're from?
Hey, so this is DJ Goddess Strut. I am a DJ out of Atlanta, Georgia, representing Atlanta, Georgia by way of Memphis and Wisconsin.
Awesome. We're super excited to have you on the show. It's been a long time coming. We've been connected for a long time, and I'm glad that we're here to hear your story on the My DJ Story podcast. So walk us through the beginning. What sparked your interest to become a DJ, and kind of walk us through your journey from there?
Well, I actually, before I learned how to DJ, I've actually wanted to be a DJ over a decade. I just didn't know who would teach me, even though sometimes I was around DJs, but I just didn't know. And just a love for music, love curating music, love curating an experience. Music sets a tone for an experience. It brings up memories from events or things that have happened in your lifetime, or fun times, even sad times. But for the most part, I just focus on the fun times.
That's super amazing. And it's super glad to hear that you had that interest for a long time, but then you eventually had that confidence to go forward with it. So walk me through how you actually got started.
So even a few years before I actually got started, I looked for classes and I didn't see any at one point. And then maybe the year or two before I actually did learn, I found one opportunity, but it was too expensive for me at the time. So the next year I decided, like, okay, then now's the time for me to do everything I want to do. It doesn't matter. Like, that's my life purpose, is like to do the things I want to do and be successful at them. I don't want to do anything that people think I'm supposed to do, or, you know, just, you know, I want to be me. I want to set my story. So anyhow, I found the same opportunity, and then I found a free class. And so I went ahead with that one, and I just called and I showed up and I started learning.
Nice. That's super amazing. Where was the class?
It was at Sam Ash, which is like kin to Guitar Center.
Okay.
They have classes on Saturday. You come in, you're supposed to come in at a certain time, but you just come in and they teach you based on how you progressed.
Awesome. That's amazing. You saw the resources out there and it was for free, and you just kind of just jumped in and learned the things you need to get started. So, you know, after you took the class, you learned the foundations of DJing. Walk us through, you know, how you actually got into the game and got your first gig and just started actually being a real in-person DJ.
Okay, so I took classes for a little while, and actually my story is I had a birthday party. I was celebrating my birthday and one of my friends brought someone with her, and, you know, I was like, oh, you know, I was talking about DJing, and the guy was like, oh, I own a lounge. And I was like, oh, for real? Well, I'm interested in DJing. And so I didn't know if he was going to really bring me in, but he actually did contact me a couple weeks later, and we had a snowstorm, so I didn't get to DJ. And then the next year, because that was December, he went ahead and he called me in January, and that was my first gig. It was every week. I DJed like playoff games. I remember like the season, but that was my first DJ gig. And I remember I went in, I didn't know how much I was getting paid. I just showed up, and then I'm like, oh, I don't even know how much I'm getting paid. I knew I was getting paid, but I didn't know how much.
That's amazing. And that's great. You know, you got your first gig, you're able to really get your feet wet into the game. And then, you know, you kind of probably hit the ground running. You know, I see you very active on social media today. So walk me through, you know, what are some things that followed after that initial gig?
Well, I connected with DJ Unpredictable. That's a DJ. He's out of Jackson, Mississippi, but he was throwing events at the same place. So the funny part is we connected because he was DJing, but when we really connected, we showed up to work and he had a whole other DJ working. And so we sat there, we saw each other like, you know, like, what's going on? So whatever, we connected. And actually he booked me for a gig in Jackson, Mississippi. So that was one of my travel gigs. I mean, we still have a connection and we still work together today. So that was one. Just in general, I told everybody I DJ. Like, I just told everybody I DJ. Hey, yeah, and I'm a DJ. And I remember I had an opportunity to be on a reality show. Like, someone was talking to me. I'm not going to say who it was. And I just stared, like, while he was talking to me, trying to promote his brand, I finally was like, I'm a DJ. So they were trying to book me for like one of their events on the show. But in general, I just put myself out there, marketed. When I wasn't gigging, I still made sure that I posted something intriguing on my, you know, like on my Instagram. But I mean, that's the best way to do anything. It's not just DJing, networking. Networking is the best way to get the results that you need in whatever your business is or whatever you're trying to do, even if it's employment. Like, it's all about who you connected with and who you know. It can make or break you, whether it's, you know, the good people you connect with or the people you shouldn't have connected with. Like, it's very important.
Definitely. And I know along the way, you've met a lot of interesting people and are able to build your network. You know, walk me through, you know, some of the connections that you've made that were really instrumental in your journey as a DJ.
Respect the DJ. Actually, the first time that I'm a traveling DJ. I don't only DJ in Atlanta. You know, we got COVID going on. So, of course, it doesn't. I don't know. You can't really tell that. I've only done one gig out of town in my in LA last year. So I'm a traveling DJ. And I remember the first time that I was able to DJ in Miami, another female DJ that I had linked with on Instagram. A lot of people I link with on Instagram, and especially after COVID, like, you have a whole family that you met on Instagram that, like, you support each other and you help each other. Because that's what we need. And it's not just what we need as DJs. It will work in any community. So we talk about social issues and social injustices, but it's really about community. Your community can build. You don't need people to help you that don't have your best interest in mind. Like, that's something I just want to say. I just have to say that because, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, they don't care. And I'm like, okay, they don't care. But guess what? You can create a community or a family or however you want to put it that does care, and it makes you stronger. And that's the way to get where we need to be. But there was a female DJ showcase in Miami, and it was a girl. It's a DJ, DJ Riri. DJ Riri, I was like, you know, how can I be on the showcase? And she said, you know, she went and talked to the person that was over the showcase, and here enters Kim Certify, who was over Respect the DJ. Now I'm part of Respect the DJ. I came in, I linked up with Reese Cups, and that's like my DJ sister for life. DJ Reese Cups. I met a few other DJs, and we even, like, now I still tag, I still support, like, even if we're not super close, like me and Reese are close, but to me, they're still family. Like, we're still Respect the DJ until I see we're not family, we're family. So that was my first travel gig. And the funny part is, as soon as I posted about that gig, people started trying to book me for other gigs out of town. Like, I kept posting, like, oh, I'm a travel DJ, you can book me somewhere else. But no one did it until they saw me out of town. So that's something I do want DJs to know from the journey. Like, people want to see sometimes. They see what you said, but when they see you do it, it's different. So if it's an opportunity, even if it's not going to break your pocket or it's not something that's going to put you in a bad situation, even if it's like a 15-minute showcase, it looks good and it leads to more money. So yes, we need to create our value, and yes, we need to get paid a fair price, but there are times that you're basically paying, it's akin to you paying for promotion or marketing. So you go, you do what you got to do, and watch it open up. So
yeah, no, that's some really amazing advice. You have to invest in yourself so you can build the foundation of your brand. Like you said, you can post about how you're a travel DJ all you want, but people react to what they see. And when they see you actually working, they're like, oh, I need that, or I want to work with that, or I want her on my team. And that's something that you have to go out and actually do the work to see results. If you're just talking about the results, if you're just talking about what's going on, it's not going to get you as much as if you're actually out there doing the work and then showcasing in a great way using marketing of why and how you're doing the work. And it really pays off. And it seemed like you've done a really great job. I've been following you for some time, and now I think that you do an amazing job with your Instagram and other social media platforms and channels that you have. This is amazing. I really enjoy this story. What we're going to do is we're going to jump into a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to talk deeper into your branding and some of the learning lessons that you got throughout your journey. Okay.
Okay.
And we're back with the My DJ Story podcast. I'm here with my sister DJ Goddess Strut. We're super excited to hear her story. So you've been in the game for some time now, and I've been watching your journey and just been super impressed with everything that you're doing on the branding side. So talk to me a little bit about your brand. Your name is DJ Goddess Strut. Where did that name come from, and how did it come about you becoming and adopting that name for your DJ career?
Okay, so my name... I don't wear heels as much as I used to, but I used to wear heels everywhere, all the time, grocery store. I remember I had my child and I had on heels in a week, like just going to the mall. So, but got a strut. Strut means to walk in a seemingly arrogant gait. And nothing about me is arrogant. However, you do have to have confidence. And I think that everyone's supposed to have confidence. You're supposed to be proud of who you are. If you don't like who you are, just change it. Just work on it. So that's where Strut came from. But everything, every brand I've ever had, like I had a shoe store, it was Walk This Way Shoes. Gotta Strut was actually first a boutique called Gotta Strut Boutique. And it's funny because my friend at the time, she was like, "Hi, you know, I'm going to call you Gotta Strut. You know, they're going to be like, what's your name? And you're going to say Gotta Strut." And she's like, "Ha, ha, 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 ha." And that was years, years before I became a DJ. So when we were in class and he was like, "Oh, you know, what's your DJ name going to be?" And I was like, "I don't know." And then I thought about it like within 10 minutes. And I was like, you know what? My name is DJ Goddess Strut. So for me, when people ask me about my name, I say, you have to strut. You have to have confidence. You have to be you. You have to be proud of you. And like I said, if you're not proud of you, make yourself proud of you. You can always change and up, you know, upgrade, elevate. Like elevation is key.
Definitely. I'm super excited. Like, I think your branding is so fitting. It's super unique. And just the way that you told that story is super amazing how it came to be. And I think that you are telling a powerful message with your branding. And you do it throughout all your content, throughout everything that you're doing online. And I think that you're just a really great example of a powerful female DJ. Like, I really like the work that you're doing, and I encourage you to definitely keep it up. And I know you will, but it's super exciting kind of to see it unfold as you progress within your journey. You know, talk to me a little bit about some of the things that you do that is very unique about your brand, that when people book you, what kind of experience are they getting? And talk to me about how that kind of relates to your brand.
Well, in my bio, it says I'm a vibe. So, like I said, I'm trying to set an experience. I'm trying to create a feeling, the way you feel, so that you could remember. You know, I'm very spiritual. Like, I'm about the way that people feel, the way that people move. People move from the way they feel, the way they operate their life. Like, everything is that. Branding, I'm big on coming in theme, coming in theme, so that I'm a part of your party. I'm not just providing music for your party. Like, I want to be part of the fabric of your party. What else? That's what I could think of.
Hey, that's super exciting. You know, I don't hear that too often. You know, coming in the theme of the party is actually a really great service that you're doing, because it includes and it's a part of the vibe and the whole experience. So you're really offering something amazing. And, you know, for me, I would book a DJ specifically because they took that extra effort to make it special. And for me as a business person, I look for key things that are just like subtle differences that make them stand out. And you're clearly doing a lot of those great things. So thank you for that. You know, we love to use this podcast as a way to help other DJs in their journey. So I'd love to hear, you know, what are some things that you learned throughout this journey of DJing? Things that you know now that you wish you were knowing when you were first getting started.
It's okay to be you. It's okay to be unique. I knew it, but I had to keep telling myself that over and over again, because that's what makes you stand out. You might not be for everybody, and that's fine. You just want to be your brand. Shout out to DJ Rose. That's one of my mentors. He's my brand mentor. So I took his class last year. I learned a lot from him. Gosh, what do I want to... You guys need to sign up for the class, anybody who's watching it. But what I will say is, you know, always be on brand. I did know that you need to always be on brand so that people know what they're getting, who you are, being prepared. You said on my DJ journey, just being prepared, trying to figure out more about your customer. The more you find out about them before you get there, or what's going on, or what's important to them, the better and the unique, more unique their experience is, and the way you can connect with them. That's the best way to say it. You can connect with them because you can play all the good music you want. There's a lot of DJs that play good music that are good DJs and, you know, turn the party out. But that connection is what takes it to the next level.
Definitely. And we had DJ Rose on the podcast. He's actually one of the advisors of the club app. So super excited that that connection is there. He's super awesome. And I know he's taught a lot of great things about how to build a business around your skill set. And those DJs that understand that the DJing is a skill, but in regards to how you build a business around it, you need other skills as well, including the ability to satisfy your customers, to be able to be professional and to really understand the needs of the people you're serving through your DJing. And I think that you figured out a lot of those components, and it's been something that you're able to add on to your brand and really understand, like, when people see your brand, they know what experience they're getting, and they know that they're getting quality service that's unique and special. So I'd love to hear, you know, is there anything that you've learned most recently, given in this pandemic or this time that things are different, that were successful, that kind of helped you throughout this time where most DJs kind of took a step back because of the current climate of DJing? Was there anything that you did uniquely or learned throughout this journey of the recent, you know, pandemic and the change in the DJ environment that can help other DJs thrive during this time?
So I'm an anomaly. I live in Atlanta. We were only closed. We weren't closed that long. We weren't closed that long. So my experience and the leverage that I was able to gain, I would say it's an anomaly because I did connect with a lot of people online during COVID. I took that time to build my brand, put myself out there. But I personally, just to be quite honest with you, branding and promoting yourself, the fact that I went back to work, like as soon as we opened, I think that it elevated my brand even more. I think that helped. Because there's a lot of people at home and they're like, oh, but she's working too. Like she's branding and she's working. So it's smart. It was like, it's almost like perfect marketing. It's like it works. It makes it look like it works even more, even though it did work, because I still have an audience outside of Atlanta. Can't wait till everybody else opens back up so that I can go do other events. What else? What I did learn didn't really affect me, but it helped me help other DJs, because I do talk to a lot of other DJs about business and DJing, and I'm happy that people actually respect me when it comes to that. DJing is a passion. It's okay to get paid to do something you love to do. Like, that's something that I like to communicate with people. It's okay for you to get paid to do something you like to do.
I think that's super powerful. I think that's the way it should be. You know, when you're getting money for those things that you care so much about, where you're passionate about, it's a win-win. And it doesn't feel like work, and it just makes you want to go even harder. So like, I think that you highlighting that is super important. And it's important for DJs to realize that you have to find your niche within the DJing that you're going to enjoy and feel passionate and motivated to keep on going every single day where it doesn't feel like work, and you'll live a really fulfilled life. There's a lot of opportunities in DJing. I'd love to hear, you know, what lane do you play? Do you typically do like club events? Do private weddings and stuff like, what is the lane that you plan for your DJ career?
My lane is everywhere. I actually don't, clubs are not my favorite. Of course, in Atlanta, everyone has a restaurant license. So they're lounges, which is still like a club environment. It's Atlanta. It's lit. It's hype. So I prefer lounges. I love private events. Those are actually my favorite. I'm trying to get more corporate events. I'm waiting. I have some proposals out, waiting to see if I'm awarded them. I've done T-Mobile, South Georgia T-Mobile. Like, I personally would like to be more of a brand ambassador as a DJ, as opposed to like a gigging DJ that's counting up how much they get paid to sustain, and I have this many gigs per week, and this is how much I don't ever want to have to feel that way. I can say in the beginning, especially when I quit my corporate job, I had it on paper, like, this is how many gigs I need to have that need to pay this much. Like, you know, you're trying to build up your weekly gigs. But at this point, I've actually just become free. You know, this is what I like doing. I'm going to do this gig because I like it. Quality gigs matter. It's not always about the quantity. It's about the people you're working with. Because of the feeling, like you said, it doesn't feel like work. you're not stressed about your work. And for me, it just grows because of the way that I'm looking at it. I mean, there's other work you have to do within yourself and within your life for it to work that way. But it's just, I like the private gigs. I want to do corporate gigs. I would really like to be a brand ambassador, DJ. That's what my goal is.
That's nice. And I think that's super amazing that you're going that route.
I'm open format. I'm open format, DJ.
Great. Yeah, I think that, you know, going the brand ambassador route, sponsorship route is super amazing. Just like you said, you don't have to worry about the volume of gigs you're getting to kind of make ends meet. You really have a more comfortable lifestyle, and it's something that's going to be more stress-free, and you can focus on, you know, having fun while you're still getting paid. I think that this is a super important route because not many DJs understand how to go that way. Can you tell us or give us a little bit of tips? You don't got to reveal all your secrets, but give us some tips on to how DJs can go that route and to be able to attract those type of opportunities as well for themselves.
Hashtags, making sure that you're visible, showing that you will promote or speak about their brand. People see that you'll promote or speak about their brand. It's not always about the followers. It's not, you don't have to have 50,000. And I know that most companies do care about that, but you have to have quality. Like, I have quality followers. I don't care if I don't get another follower ever again. My followers are quality, and that's what matters. So you want to promote, the way you want to promote is by attracting who you want to attract. You don't want to just attract anybody. It's like attracting a mate. Like, you don't want just anybody, you want quality. So I would say that what you put on your, how you brand yourself is how people see you. So those are the people you want to attract to interact with. What else?
And then I have a question, like, on the, you know, attracting and acquiring the actual sponsorship or the brand deals. How do you go about talking and getting those opportunities from the sponsorship side?
You have to reach out. Sometimes they reach out to you, but you have to reach out. Just let them know that you're available. Depending on what type of sponsorship that you want, I would research what brands there are available. Don't always go for the biggest brand, but the biggest brand might choose you. But even if they don't, there's, like, for instance, headphones. I mean, there's a lot of brands of headphones. I mean, some, you might prefer one that's not even the best type of headphone. I'm not gonna say any names, but some I like just because they come in different colors. And I know that I'm gonna have to buy a new pair of headphones over and over, but I like the color coordination because we were saying I come in theme. I like fashion. So that's the reason why. But you can reach out. And I actually took a class for a corporate sponsorship as well. I took a class about that as well. It was a couple hours. Maybe it was $25. So, I mean, just reach out. Look for those resources. Look for classes. It's okay. You should take classes. You're educating yourself about your business and your career. Everybody didn't have to go to college for their career, but they got some type of training. And that's, I would say, if there's training available and you can afford it, seek it out. Or even barter. You sponsor them, bring people in for them, even if you can't afford it. I mean, there's ways to get things that you need.
Yeah, I think that's super amazing. And that's dope that you took a class for it. I think you're on a constant learning journey. And by investing in these different opportunities, time and money and resources, you're going to reap a lot of the benefits of the increased knowledge that you have. So I definitely want you to share that course because I want to take it myself. And I think that you're sharing a lot of great wisdom. DJ should definitely take notes on this. These are the things, these are the keys to living a better and a more fulfilled life as a DJ. So don't sleep on these tips. These are great tips. I'm taking them, and I'm going to definitely be applying it to my business, and I encourage you to do so as well. So what we're going to do, we're definitely about to jump into the lightning round, but I want to hear, you know, what are some things that you're currently focused on, and how could myself and our community help and support you?
Right now I'm just focused on, I guess, my gigs. I'm gonna work on some music. That's what I can think of. Oh, things that are coming up. I have another business that I'm launching soon, and you guys will see that. I'm not ready to talk about it online yet until everything's solidified, but I am working on music. Of course, catch me in Atlanta. Catch me in the A. Lily's Lily's on Tuesdays, a first, third, and fifth Saturdays. Talking about branding online, I am a DJ at the W Atlanta now, and they found me online. I didn't even apply. So branding and the way that you present your brand online means everything. You know how many people want to work at the W in Atlanta? And they have more than one location. So you can catch me. I have at least two. One is a pool party. The other one is like in the living room. It's going to be at the downtown W. I haven't heard back about Midtown, but I did a Midtown gig recently. So,
wow, you are really doing it. I'm so impressed. We're going to jump into the lightning round. Are you ready?
Yes.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
I have a controller. It's easy to carry, especially if I'm wearing my heels. So I have a DJ carrier, Gator bag pack. It's a big Gator bag backpack. I have Shure mic. Should I be saying the brand names?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. DJ controller. I was told by my good DJ friend, DJ Swamp Izzo. He's a Pioneer person. So I always use Pioneer. My DJ controller, I put it in my Gator backpack so that I can carry less bags with my heels on or whatever. I have on a Shure microphone, I have a mic stand. I have to elevate my laptop, especially. My laptop is branded, so my name is on it. So most likely you look up and you see DJ Got a Strut. If you don't know, and you're like, hey, you're the DJ, you know, like, what's your name? And they can't understand what I'm saying. I'm like, oh, look at my laptop. And that actually makes you, it shows that you really care. Like, they're excited, like, oh, she has it on her laptop. Oh, she has it on her tablecloth. I have my brand on my tablecloth with the info for booking. So
who's your favorite DJ?
Big DJ?
Any DJ?
My favorite DJ doesn't necessarily DJ, but that's what I'm trying to do, which is DJ Khaled. We the best.
What has been your favorite party or event that you DJed at, and what made it special?
It's still the Super Bowl Superfest in Miami that was partnered with Utopia, because I still can't believe I was there. I still can't believe I was booked there. Shout out to DJ H2. Networking connections. That's how the opportunity happened.
Name some of the best places to party in your city.
Lily's, of course, the W Atlanta in the living room when I'm the DJ. If you don't want to leave, like, you don't want to come inside the city, Douglasville, Allure Lounge. And if you're on the east side of the city, the Cigar Bar on Finola. Like, I'm a lounge person. I'm not a club person. So, of course, like, I mean, it's a million clubs. I don't really know which one is the best.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
Those copyrights. The copyrights. More graphics but of course, if you stream on the club, you can get your graphics and background together, because IG is not equipped for that.
And shout out to DJs that you know personally, whose stories you also want to hear on this podcast.
I want to hear DJ Reese Cups. I want to hear, gosh, I'm about to name everybody. DJ Lawless, DJ Phantom, DJ Chevy Red. Chevy Red is heavy on branding, and I'm not sure she took a class. Like, she's a mogul. She's a mogul. DJ Chevy Red, DJ H2 in Miami, DJ Flip. I want to hear DJ Geo out in California, DJ Geo 510 on Instagram. I want to hear DJ Lip Gloss's story. I'll just sit here and name people forever if you just really want to know. Oh, and hear DJ Early. DJ Early. Gosh, I'm going to go on and on. DJ Unpredictable. I didn't know if you had DJ Princess Cut, but I remember when I saw her DJ for the first time, I was like, oh my gosh. Female DJ, you know, we know Spinderella, but she was untouchable. It's like, oh my gosh, Princess Cut, this is so cool. Like, this is so sexy. I wanted to be a DJ too. Big Sue out of Memphis. DJ Howard Q is a legendary DJ in Memphis. I would like you guys to share his story. I grew up to his parties. I saw Samora already has her story. Oh gosh, it's so many. I'm trying to hone in on who I was.
Hey, this is great. No, I love the list so far. And any DJ that wants to be on the show, they can sign up at djsignup.com. And we'll love introductions to those people you mentioned. And anyone, we would love to continue following you. Where can we find you either online or in person?
For the most part, you can find me on IG at DJ Gotta Strut. That's DJ GOTTA. STRUT. I also have a website. So if Instagram ever stopped, how do people get in touch with you? I have a website, www.djgottastrut.com. And my contact info is in the bio as well as on my website.
Awesome. This has been an amazing interview. So many gems. People, you need to take notes and rewatch this over and over and be able to get some of these sponsorships that she's out here crushing. So DJ Gotta Strut, this was a great interview. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. And we look forward to seeing you in the club.
Thank you. And thank you for having me in the club.
Thank you for listening to the My DJ Story podcast. If you haven't already, please join our community by downloading the Club app for free in the Google Play and App Store today. While you're there, do us a huge favor by giving us a 5-star rating and shoot us a message on Instagram telling us you did. I'd love to send you a free My DJ Story podcast t-shirt as a token of our appreciation. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the club.